Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is indeed the broadcast for November the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. Absolutely, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, the great solution. We need a good, honest, moral people to make America moral again. Then we'll make America great again. That's the way it always works, folks. Go study history. We reject a revolution. Rarely turns out well, but a peaceful restoration certainly seems like the answer. Are you aboard to help us make that happen? The silent moral majority needs to get engaged. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Did you get raw honey delivered directly to your door yet? To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. If you're a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com, that's GiveMeLibertyFund.com, you'll get discounts on raw honey delivered directly to your door. You want to sweeten up Thanksgiving and Christmas? Raw honey. All right. Beverly Nelson alleges Roy Moore sexually assaulted her when she was 16 and a waitress back in 77. Steve Bannon says until there's more evidence, he's standing with Roy Moore. I, Sam Bushman, feel the same exact way. I have a written endorsement of Roy Moore on our website, libertyroundtable.com. Ted Cruz pulls his support from Roy Moore. We tried to praise Sean Hannity for standing strong, but now Sean melts down. We'll talk about that. Steve Bannon is predicting that Mitch McConnell will be out of office or out of leadership in a year, if you will. I pray that's true. Rand Paul back in the Senate. That's good news. Donald Trump nominates Alex Azar to replace Tom Price's Health and Human Secretary. Trump and his pick, Mr. Peter Robb, has been confirmed of General Counsel of the NRB. That's good news. Hey, remember the woman that flipped off the Donald in Donald's motorcade? Well, the GoFundMe campaign yesterday raised about $65,000 or $63,000. Well, it went up big time. We'll tell you how much in seconds. The Dove Channel buys Storybox Family. That's good news. Army lifts ban on recruits with mental health issues, granting waivers to people with a history of depression, bipolar disorder, drug and alcohol abuse, and personal mutilation. I don't understand it. What on earth are we creating? Mentally ill warriors? Why on earth would we ever do something like that? Where's Donald when you need him? China races to make first contact with aliens. They got a big old radio dish to try to receive some communications. Alibaba, the huge competitor to Amazon and others, smashes its, quote, single day record. $25 billion in one day. Wow. Hour two, we had our guest Andrea Parker with us talking about the Bundy trial update. We got to get an update from her. Gloria Navarro agreed to place Ryan Bundy in a halfway house on ankle monitoring. And the judge ruled that Cliven and Ammon and Ryan Payne still must remain in custody. Pete Santilli accepts felony plea. He will receive time served and has already been released. He's back in Ohio. Santilli literally forced to agree to a felony count of obstruction of justice. The defense teams are now scrambling to preserve Santilli's motions and subpoenas. Pete Santilli, the longest held journalist in American history. Wow. These folks are all forced to take pleas. We'll get into the details of that in the next several days. By the way, hole puncher history, Google's talking about the Lully hole punch. They're paying tributes on the 131st year anniversary of what? The creation of the hole punch? Yeah, it's startling the news we cover and the news the mainstream press covers, huh? Even one drink per day can increase your likelihood of cancer, new study warns. biological weapons simulation test taking place in Oklahoma, according to Fox 23. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It's still available on demand if you want to check it out. LibertyRoundtable.com. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
If I say the name Julie Griskman, do you know who that is, Kurt?
You're
Driskman, I guess it is.
Bell, Sam.
You don't know who that is, Kurt?
No. Sorry.
That's the chick that flipped off the Donald, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, the famous one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not only is she famous, she's getting rich. She's that cyclist that became an internet sensation after flipping off President Donald Trump's motorcade. She has raised now close to $100,000 on the GoFundMe page, Kurt.
Isn't that special?
And I guess Rob, what's this guy's name? Rob Mello? M-E-L-L-O. Guy's name is Rob Mello.
I guess.
I mean, he's probably hanging out with Bob Dylan, you know, Rob Mello and Bob Dylan, you know. Yeah. I don't know. All I'm telling you is he says, listen, Julie Driskman is an inspiration to us all, Kurt.
You know, some reason I miss out on the inspiration.
If you take inspiration from that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to help you, and I don't know how that helps America at all. Okay, I say shame on Julian, shame on Rob. But hey, Americans love it. They're putting their money where their mouth is. She raised $100,000 in just a few days, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a problem. And you can see how, the bad guys, can garner a bunch of cash. And the good guys, they're busy. Taking care of their business and their different things like that. But I believe they need to spend some of those hard-earned dollars, invest some of those hard-earned dollars in, the media especially, simply because good media is the only thing that's available to, oppose the bad media.
Yeah. She's raised almost 100 grand after they set up a GoFundMe campaign in her honor because she got fired. People said, we don't want to be associated with a lady that flips off the president. I don't do that. And now there's a big old firestorm in America. They're just going, yeah, Julie, you're rocking. You're tearing it up. You're doing a great job for freedom. And, they're going to help her out, And I just think, man, what if we could get enough of it? This is where I kind of disagree with the conservatives or the patriots or whatever, the constitutionalists, whatever group you want to call it, Kurt. They always say, oh, man, we've already tried everything. We just can't do anything to fix America. And my response is, wow, have you tried a GoFundMe campaign to help out like Liberty News Radio or Breitbart or WorldNet Daily or Russia Today? Or, I don't care what news service you want to back. If you don't think we're doing a good job, back somebody else. But my point is, why don't we do the things that they're all doing, Kurt? I mean, look, you flip off the president and you raise 100 grand. Couldn't we raise 100 grand for good people telling the tale in the news? I mean, I really don't understand it.
You know, the amazing thing to me is that there are people, a small group.
Yeah, so small there's not enough money to survive. But yes, there's a couple.
That do put their money where their mouth is. For example, right now I see them. They're doing their best to stand strong against what's called the Article 5 Convention or the CONCON. And so they work tirelessly, putting their money and their hard-earned dollars, their efforts towards protecting the Constitution.
And, and there's a few people, and I agree, there's a few people that put so much into that it's almost like they're brain dead. I'm one of them, Kurt. I'm stupid as all get out. I just throw good money after bad for the sacred cause of liberty. And
that's
at some point,
I'm
just stuck on stupid.
That's what some people say, but I talked to a very wealthy individual yesterday about, you know, participating in the media. And, well, they said that, you know, right now, with the tax issues the way they were, let's see, let me read you the phrase it went. They basically said, you know, that we have tax plans in place that we'll use our liquid reserves for the next few months. So if the timing's right away, we wouldn't be able to invest. But, you know, those kind of things don't always stand in the way of good people.
You're right. Kurt's going to, well, let's talk about it. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so I come on the radio and I tell you that the liberals, the whoever, in my opinion, the ne'er-do-wells, whoever want to destroy society, they always put their money where their mouth is. And I highlight an example by Julie Drisman, who flips off the presidential motorcade. Then Americans come to her aid because she loses her job, and they raise $100,000 for her. And this guy's like, hey, Rob Mello's the guy that created this GoFundMe page for her. And he basically says, hey, Julie's an inspiration to us all. And then they set up this GoFundMe campaign in her honor. I mean, she's just an inspiration. Got to do this in her honor. 100 grand. And I come out on the radio and say, you know, I wish we, the conservatives, the constitutionalists, the Americans, the Christians, the whatever you want to say, could put together ideas like that. And that, you know what? We complain that we've tried everything. And a lot of patriots are ready to, you know, pick up their guns and go to war, which I reject, by the way. But anyway, and they say, because we've tried everything. And I say, no, you haven't. Why don't we try things like this? Not flipping off the president, but raising that kind of money for our causes, for our agenda. And basically, Kurt's telling you that we're doing it. Right, Kurt? We got that done.
Well, that's right.
I'm glad it's happened.
You know, well, I'm not
somehow
telling
I got
you
left
it's
out.
Exactly the same. But, well, the thing is that, you know, we know of a specific instance right now where there are options for at least advancing what we think is some pretty important things. And we know of individuals who are at least, you know, stepping up. Now, they're not... You know, not 100,000 of them or a million like we'd hope to see.
And I would like to see that group do that so that it's not dumped on one or two or three or very few people to give their all on the cause of liberty. See, that's right. what I'm talking about. I'd like to see this pattern where they raise $100,000 from who knows how many people, and nobody's really harmed by the effort, and there's broad-based support for the goals and that kind of stuff.
Well, and you know, I know, like back in the days of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and those others, I believe pretty sure they had these kind of conversations where they said, man, you know, look at all the Americans. And yet when it comes to the guys here at Valley Forge, there's not that many.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Here at Valley Forge. But all I can say is the ones that were there at Valley Forge, George Washington and others, you know, my hat's off to them.
Yeah, and certainly those are the ones that we want to call friends, for sure. And so, you know, Kurt's right, the people are doing it. So what you guys, most of you, what you need to do is just say, hey, it's handled, right?
Well, no, I want to say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Right now we have the opportunity, you know, and we can't really talk much about it, but we have an opportunity to move things forward when it comes to Liberty News Radio and the programs that you hear right here. If you can participate with us, we have options for you to be able to purchase what we call prepaid advertising, which allows us to do some of the advancements we'd like to do, and that would be acquiring additional sources for people to hear these programs, that kind of thing. If you'd like to reach out to us and participate, we have things to offer you in return. We're not just telling you that, hey, you got to jump in and dump your dollars. We're telling you that we will reciprocate with value, we feel, and so communicate with us.
Amen. You can get all to Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. He can talk to you all about it. And by the way, you can get some raw honey delivered to your door for Thanksgiving or Christmas in the deal. We're not just really trying to beg everybody for money. My whole point is I wish we could just raise money like, you know, those guys can. And my point is to highlight in America, when I try to promote God, family, and country on the radio, and I want to raise $100,000 to make sure we can stay on the air, hey, everybody just basically goes, I don't know what I'm going to get for my money, Sam. You're going to get me a big old rip and return or whatever they say. And they just kind of bow out and say, I'd love to help you, but you know, I'm busy. I'm overwhelmed. I got too much going on. And not only that, hey, you know, there's other guys doing a better job than you are, Sam. And so I say, okay. However, when somebody flips off the president, they lose their job for, in my opinion, I would call flipping someone off a hostile act, just personally. I know it's not violent, but it borders on, well, no matter what, you can say it's disrespectful, to say the least, to flip off anybody, right? And then all of a sudden, boom. I mean, they just rain money on her. Man, she's an inspiration. She's just, we're going to set this up in her honor. This is incredible. And boom, $100,000 comes in. I'm trying to highlight that difference. And that doesn't take away from good people that are willing to give plenty in the sacred cause of liberty, for sure. Kurt's point is well taken in that hey, we need to give credit where there's a lot of good people doing a lot of good things. And this pattern is historical, that very few fight for the, in my opinion, the sacred cause. And Kurt's right about that. And we're in good company, and I'm grateful to associate with those who do. And there is opportunities for us to grow and expand and do some awesome things if we can get the support necessary. And I promise to you, my fellow Americans, that we will use those funds as sacred funds. Okay? I'm just telling you right now, you can go ahead and dig into my life. You can go ahead and dig into my finances. You can go ahead and look at my house. You can go ahead and whatever you want to do. I'm a pretty transparent guy. And I'm telling you right now, over the last 25 years we've been in radio, none of us have gotten rich. I've put more money into radio than I've got back, for sure. And the same is true for Kurt by far. And anyway, all I'm telling you is that she raised nearly $100,000. People are honoring this lady who flipped off the president. While that's happening, Sean Hannity wimped out, Kurt. Did you see this?
You know, I didn't, Sam, but I will say this. Sadly, I really didn't expect any different. The thing is, you got to remember who his handlers are, who pays his bills.
You're exactly spot on.
they're not the Widow's Mite Radio Network, not the little guys at Liberty News Radio, the little people. They're, well, they're the big media, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think,
no doubt about it,
you know, by some chance they're the little guys, then ask yourself, how do they get on all those radio stations? How do they get all that support from all those big companies? And those big companies basically control what is said by those hosts.
Amen. It's I submit to you that the Velvet Hammer was used against Sean and Hannity. They said, listen, Sean, you gotta cave on this one, buddy. It's a losing battle. You got to jettison Roy Moore. So here's the headline. Hannity, ultimatum. Moore has, quote, 24 hours to explain everything. Or drop out. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossible order. If somebody makes allegations against you that are false, how are you going to explain everything to the satisfaction of a Sean Hannity or to Sean's handlers, as Kurt wisely points out, in 24 hours? It's not even possible to do. Now, Sean points out the inconsistencies in Roy Moore. And there are inconsistencies that Roy Moore has. I'm going to explain those in a minute. But first, I want you to hear Sean's literal ultimatum.
Here's where I am tonight. Between this interview that I did and the inconsistent answers, between him saying, I never knew this girl, and then that yearbook comes out. For me, the judge has 24 hours. You must immediately and fully come up with a satisfactory explanation for your inconsistencies that I just showed. You must remove any doubt. If you can't do this, then Judge Moore needs to get out of this race. This country has way too many issues and problems.
I agree this country has way too many issues and problems, and Roy Moore is not even part of the problem. Roy Moore has more solutions in his little finger than these people have ever thought of, including Sean Hannity. And let me give you my reasons why. I can talk about the inconsistencies of Roy Moore, and they exist. But look, what's the bar set for allegations made against somebody in America? Is it you've got some inconsistencies? Is it that everybody's against you? Is it what is the bar in America that we hold to, the standard? And that is you're innocent until proven guilty. So they want you to run around and believe that, look, he's guilty and he's got to prove his innocence or you're done. Sean, that's the lie that you fell into. I'm ashamed of you, Sean. You, as a talk show host, pitched the American way all day long. And now, because there's a little bit of pressure from your advertisers and some secret, you know, handlers that give you the Velvet Hammer, you capitulate. Shame on you, Sean. Okay? Now, I agree there's some inconsistencies. And I would like those inconsistencies to be explained by Roy Moore as well. Okay? I'm not backing away. And I'm not defending any wrong or anything that Roy Moore's done that's wrong, if there is anything wrong. My problem is, where do you set the standard? And are we going to just capitulate on the standard because all the media is against us and because it's, quote, politically correct to attack Roy Moore? Is there a standard in America, and are we going to uphold that standard or not?
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Sean Hannity gets the velvet hammer from his advertisers and from his secret handlers at his network, and he melts down and reverses course. Hannity, quote, gives an ultimatum to Roy Moore. You have 24 hours to get this explained completely. Leave no doubt or you're out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, number one, what's the bar in America that we're setting for whether somebody's guilty or innocent? Are we going to just capitulate on that and say, hey, the media is all against Roy Moore? All the Republicans are against Roy. There's allegations against Roy, and we're going to let that just stick, and that's the new standard. Now, hey, he's out if he can't explain it all. They say there's inconsistencies. First off, did he date little girls? And he's kind of saying, you know what? I dated some girls when I was young that were younger. When I was young, meaning 32, now he's double that. Young is 32 in that sense. Old compared to these young girls, I agree. However, you got to take context into account here. In the Deep South, dating young girls like that was commonly done. Girls getting married at 14 and 13 and 16 and was commonly done. And if you don't believe me, right now they're debating the age allowed for sexual activity in France. And they're debating if it ought to be 13 years old. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not justifying little girls making decisions to be involved sexually. But even if you go to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, they want the age to be really low for consent for sexual activity. So I don't have a, I'm not for these young girls being involved. What I'm trying to get across is this disparity of the liberals in America. They act like you got to be 25, but yet on their Convention on the Rights of the Child and the way things used to be, hey, young girls were involved. For example, you know, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was really young when she got married and had a baby. And, you know, she was married to Joseph, who was older than she was. So, you know, historically, you got to take this into account. Now, Roy Moore, you know, dating these younger girls, he says, I dated a couple of them, but only with their mother's consent. So on one hand, three of the girls say, look, you know what? He might have given me a little kiss or a hug, but he did nothing inappropriate. And Roy's saying, I checked with their mothers before I could date them. Now, you compare that with, you know, he took this girl and was involved with her sexually, and then he raped another girl. So, look, he's asking mothers if he can date the daughters, and then he's raping them. That's a huge inconsistency. So, I agree there's some inconsistencies of Roy Moore. For example, this girl accuses him and says that he was, you know, that he raped her. And he says, you know what, I don't even really know the girl. So, the girl brings out this yearbook and says, look, he even signed my yearbook. And it is his writing, they claim. But here's my point. If you meet a girl at a restaurant 40 years ago, and who knows how the conversations go, but he sees a yearbook and he's like, oh, can I sign your yearbook? Just trying to be a nice guy. Or, you know, she says, oh, will you sign my yearbook, Judge, or whatever, and he signs the yearbook. That doesn't mean he recognizes the girl 40 years later. He's responding to, I don't know this woman in that look. I didn't date this woman. I wasn't involved with her sexually or physically or anything else like she's claiming. That doesn't mean he might not have seen her. Okay, so they're taking these inconsistencies to a massive level. So let me point out some of the inconsistencies about the girls. Number one, speaking by phone to Breitbart News on Saturday, Gorman's mother, that's Lee Gorman, the girl that claims that he sexually molested her when she was 14, Gorman's mother, Nancy Wells, is 71 years old right now, and she talked to Breitbart, and she says the Washington Post pushed to convince her daughter to give them an interview. She further stated that her daughter would not have come forward if it weren't for the Post reporter's actions, meaning pushing for this. She did not go to them. None of these women came to the press. The press came to them. They tried to convince her to do it. So then the reporter asks in the interview from Breitbart. So they literally tried to get her to do this? They pushed her to do this? Yes, replies Wells. That's the mother, matter-of-factly. In the Post's article, the newspaper even concedes that it approached the women, but it claims that it didn't force any of them or push any of them to go public. That's a huge inconsistency. The press goes to these women, hunts them down, ferrets them out, cons them into this. That's a huge problem. That's a credibility crisis for the press. Nobody bringing it up. Breitbart News also reported that Gorman's mother, this Nancy Wells, contradicted a key detail of the young Lee Gorman story, which was she took the phone calls from Roy Moore in her bedroom where he coaxed her to go with him. But the problem is the mom says Lee didn't even have a phone in her room. So let me get this right. Roy says he doesn't remember the girl, doesn't know her, but yet there's a yearbook signed. It's like me saying I don't know somebody and then they show a picture where I'm with them. As a celebrity, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not trying to pretend I'm the biggest celebrity, but I've taken pictures with all kinds of people that I don't really know or that I wouldn't remember. You think if you're a well-known judge, a district attorney, and you think that might be that Roy didn't lie, he didn't really know her or recognize her? Now, what's a bigger inconsistency? Him saying, I don't know this girl. Oh, and you have a yearbook that he signed. Or saying that, well, I took the phone calls from Roy Moore in my bedroom, and the mom's saying, we didn't even have a phone in the bedroom. That isn't true. Because now we got to compare characters of Roy Moore's character. How come there's been no allegations that are really after 1979? The Washington Post cited her as remembering that she provided her phone number to the judge when she was young. But see, the problem is this lady has a troubled background. She's got three divorces. She currently works for a payday loan company. Now, I'm not saying because you work for a payday loan company, you're a bad guy. What I am saying is a lady that's had multiple bankruptcies, multiple divorces, who didn't come forward for 40 years, who didn't even come up until the press cons her into it, who says that she took the call in her bedroom, but her mom says that isn't true. That kind of girl against Roy Moore. Why didn't these allegations come forward? Well, the girls are scared. Well, we get that. That's possible. But this girl who says that, you know, Roy Moore sexually molested her, says this. She says that her teenage life became increasingly reckless with drinking, drugs, boyfriends, and a suicide attempt when she was 16. Moore strongly denied her claims. These allegations are completely false. Now, it gets worse in the inconsistencies on the girls' side of things, because one of the other girls that accused, turns out she worked for the Clintons. She's been involved in the Clinton campaigns as recently as 2016. that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. Now, it turns out this Lee Gorfman, or whatever her name is, her Facebook and LinkedIn pages have been taken down. Why is that? What might that have rendered that could be useful? So the problem is there's inconsistencies on both sides of this case. And I'm not really here to spend forever debating who's right and who's wrong. But if you put these girls' characters, one working for Hillary, one said that she tried to commit suicide and she was on drugs and alcohol and had multiple boyfriends at the time, and the inconsistency of her mom saying the press went to all these women, the women didn't go to the press, and the inconsistency about the phone in the bedroom, etc., and the fact that there's no evidence, there's only circumstantial claims. You put all that together and you say you're going to compare that against a Roy Moore, who they've never attacked him like this, when he's had multiple elections, multiple controversial issues. At some point, it smacks of dishonesty. And so, interestingly, Sean Hannity says Roy Moore must explain everything. You got 24 hours to explain everything or get out. But what about these women explaining things? Has Sean Hannity interviewed these women and pointed out the inconsistencies? You said you took the phone call in the bedroom. Your mom said you didn't have a phone in the bedroom. What gives that? The press contacted you first. Did they try to con you into these interviews? If she says no, then she's conflicting with her mom, who says yes. What about that other girl? Are we going to ask if she was involved in working for the Clintons or helping the Clintons by volunteer? I don't know if she got paid or not. But again, these are things that we need to dig into big time. All I know is this. Set aside the inconsistencies on both sides and ask yourself what the bar is, whether we're going to consider somebody guilty. How come that's not being talked about by anybody on any side? And as I look up women accusers, Roy Moore, every single story except for the Breitbart piece is against Roy in defense of the women with no evidence, was circumstantial. But for example, they say, well, we got this yearbook where he signed. Of course he knew her. Well, it depends on how you define knew her. If he knew her like in the Bible, well, there's not even a claim of that. If he knew her like, well, he, you know, signed her yearbook and maybe didn't remember 40 years later. Kurt, I want to know, when you were 30 years old and you talked to some 16-year-old girls, do you remember every interaction and the names and the places and the people and the circumstances? I don't think so. It doesn't mean he's lying. We got a real problem in America here. Bill Clinton gets off with raping women and they get bimbo eruptions.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So the inconsistencies on both sides are one thing to try to vet, to get to the bottom of. I concur. I'm not picking sides. But I'm telling you, Kurt, what is the bar we're going to set with Bill Clinton? It's like, hey, they're bimbo eruptions. And when it comes to Roy Moore, these women are above reproach. I mean, they're like the Mother Mary kind of. And Roy's the evil one. Something isn't stacking up, sir.
Great point, Sam. And, I was looking at a few things from the different media sources about this, and they're certainly not at the top of the list. But, for example, you've got liberals move on from defending Bill Clinton's sexual conduct, Washington Examiner. Liberals journalists call for reevaluation of Bill Clinton's sexual, improprieties. Liberals finally piling on Bill Clinton over sexual assault. Do you see that? Do you see liberals piling on Bill Clinton?
It all depends on who you mean piling on. I see liberal women piling on Bill, absolutely.
Well, I mean,
they defended
him like crazy. This one says, how Roy Moore's misdeeds are forcing
him. And by the way, anybody who was against Bill and said this is wrong, they claimed we had an axe to grind.
Yeah, that's right. That we were. This one, the Kansas City Star. I always believed Juanita Broderick. Now, if you don't know who that was, you need to get her story. But, to me, there's real truth, real evidence, real stuff there. And yet, right now, what you're seeing, especially when you look at these accusations that they're like 38 years old, I agree, like you asked me before as we went into the break, would I remember things like that? I mean, I'm lucky to remember things exactly like they happened yesterday, Sam. As time goes by, I believe the good Lord makes it so that you don't have to remember all the, I guess you could say, every single detail, especially the, ones that aren't pretty in your life, that you begin to focus on what is good and that kind of thing, and you try to repent of the bad. I can't say what happened with Judge Roy Moore. I can tell you this, that I can't think of in my lifetime somebody who has stood for the Ten Commandments, the Constitution. I have a hard time finding anybody who stood stronger for those things that are the, I would call them the backbone of our
Amen.
American society. I can't think of anybody who stood stronger in some of the toughest situations that I can even think of.
And, by the way, was willing to give up his career over, Kurt, multiple times.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly why I believe there's this kind of opposition to him. Now, I will say this, that I haven't heard anybody come out and say, we've heard people say, like McConnell, he suggests that, he, at least in my opinion, he's wanting to basically insider this thing away because, he doesn't want Roy Moore around. But he says, hey, we should just replace Roy Moore with Sessions. And part of me agrees with him. And let me tell you why. Okay, let me just, I know this sounds like, well, Kurt's lost it. But have you seen Jeff Sessions just rip into things like he should have, at least as the Justice Department? I just haven't. And so it's a perfect opportunity.
What if Jeff and Roy just trade places?
To just say, that's what I was going to say, Sam. It's a perfect opportunity for, everybody to be all happy because we could just have the judge, who is certainly qualified in the judicial realms, you know, and that kind of thing, to just switch it out. Or maybe even better, the president can say, look, just to make you guys happy in the press, so Judge Roy Moore is not in the Senate, we'll put him in the Supreme Court.
Amen to those good points.
You know.
Bring it on.
Now, one of the other interesting things about imagine if he tweeted those things out today. I'll tell you what, people would just be going berserk.
Amen. Would be loving it, though. I'd almost want to put a rally together at the White House and thanks. Now, all I can tell you, though, is just imagine two scenarios here. One, the age of 16 is consent in Alabama. So you can say it's kind of weird that he likes these younger girls if you want to. Go ahead. But what if that girl told Roy that she was 16? And so some of it's true, but yet he told her that. Now this child molestation kind of stuff is gone. And yeah, it's weird that he's with young girls, but he's not violating any, you know, it's not the realm of illegal. And in other words, they've got every element to this that makes it just go catastrophic, right?
You know, what's so amazing to me is Bill Clinton and his types could basically be associating with, I mean, there were stories, Sam, about Bill Clinton and other guys with him associating with girls that were, you know, 20, 30 years younger, doing crazy things.
Yeah, but that was no big deal when it's Bill.
That's what I'm talking about. And yet, in this case, number one, it's 38 years ago. And number two, there are questionable circumstances. Number three, the alleged items are just minute compared to what Bill Clinton, the president.
Well, and on top of that, they're alleged, as you point out. There is no proof, and that's kind of why I come back to you. You can debate any side of this all day long, but when it comes, when push comes to shove, what is the standard in America, Kurt? And if we change that to allegation makes the cake.
Yeah. In my opinion, you could literally... I believe you could find some people who would allege wrongdoing for literally everybody in the Senate and the House, Sam. In fact, I even saw a news story where there have been instances where in the House and or the Senate, we've paid people that have alleged sexual improprieties. We paid them like $15 million to basically go away. Have you heard the stories about that?
Oh, yeah,
that?
I've seen all this.
Well,
but again, it's just the double standard is the highlight here.
That's right. And they're given what they call non-disclosure agreements, so they can't really talk about it.
Yeah, gag orders.
If they get the money. And yet, hey, it sure doesn't, you know, appear to treat people the same way like with Judge Roy Moore.
Amen. Now, my issue, though, is with Sean Hannity right now, because Sean held the standard to say, listen, we've got to give the benefit of the doubt here to the innocent. These are allegations.
Yeah, but he's got
and now
too
he
much
capitulated.
Pressure on him.
And
yeah,
he doesn't have too much pressure, though. He can stand strong.
But what I mean is he's got $25 million a year or something like that.
Yeah, but Roy Moore gave up his career multiple times.
I know,
Sean.
But that shows you the difference. At least in my opinion.
I agree. That's
now,
my whole point.
Now, Sean may be saying this. You know, some people say you and I have capitulated because, for example, we pay our income tax or we get an FCC license when we have a radio station. You know what I mean? They say these things about you.
Yeah,
and
there's
so,
the lines for sure.
You and I say, well, we do those things.
Everybody has a different spot where those lines go. That's right.
That's right. You and I say we do those things so we can be heard and part of the thing. So maybe Sean is saying, well, I've got to, you know, here's this line I've got to hold here or else I can't even be on the radio at all. And can't promote any of these things that I feel strongly about at all. I don't know, you know, or, you know, it could be, I mean, we have no idea, but we've seen this in the past. Somebody could be threatening his wife, could be threatening his children and saying, look, if you don't say these things, you know, we'll take them out. Now, all I can say is we don't know if that's the case. But if that were the case and you had to turn, you know, change the tables with Sean Hannity, Sam, you know, I would bet that you might say that kind of thing to protect your wife and your children.
No, it's a good point. And that's kind of the sad part is, and
just don't know.
This is where, not only do we not know, but this is where we are in America today, where we talked with Andrea Parker yesterday about these prisoners who are literally forced to take these deals for fear.
That's right.
And now good you point. Got, we're talking about media personnel for fear might be saying and doing all the way up to the president.
And beyond, I would say.
Yeah, so agreed. So I don't know what gives. All I'm telling you is this. This Lee's Facebook.
Korfman, yeah. And her
LinkedIn accounts have both been, they disappeared. She says that her teenage life became increasingly reckless, drinking, drugs, boyfriends, suicide attempts. Yeah. I don't mean to in any way lighten the severity of any abuse that has taken place by anybody to anybody. I don't mean to in any way ignore that. It's serious, serious, serious. My problem, again, is where are we going to let the bar be set in terms of allegations? When is someone innocent until proven guilty? And what they've done is they've destroyed Roy Moore in the court of public opinion, and even the conservatives. Yep. These so-called conservatives are all attacking Roy Moore, saying, hey, there's inconsistencies in your story. You know, you're going down. You're done. And if we let that happen in America, is there anybody that can run for office and be a good, clean person?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I say no.
Yeah, because you what if you go ahead and say, well, okay, in this case, they've done this and they've hurt him bad, so we'll just go ahead and ask him to, go back into the woodwork. He's 70 years old. He can just retire and ride his horse. Well, if you do that, you encourage this same kind of activity on a massive scale. And where will it ever stop, Sam? I agree.
Anyway, I know we spent way too much time on Roy Moore, but this is not about just Roy Moore.
No, it's about the country.
It's about America. It's about integrity. It's about the bar of innocent until proven guilty. It's about the media. It's about so many topics.
It's about the Ten Commandments.
About
the,
traditional marriage.
Yeah, you bet.
These are serious issues, and I pray.
And he who owns the media makes the rules.
Amen to that. Now, by the way, Roy Moore, though, a new poll just came out, and they say he's winning big time in spite of it all. Our prayers are that that happens. Or Amen. That he switches places with good old Jeff. That'll be all right, too. Donald, I pray you stand strong, my brother. Our prayers are with you, sir. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.